Greetings and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Oh, yes, and you. It is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. We have the show team in place. Our producer is Charles Beery. Michael McCall is on social media. Matt Gubensky is hopefully going to screen a lot of your phone calls today because, Debbie, we're going to talk about something important to the spiritual life that we all should do. I think many of us maybe fall a little bit short of doing it as regularly as we ought to.
Oh, I believe it's a game changer. We're talking about, do you do a daily examination of conscience? Do you do that type of process and prayer where you go through the day or at night, if you do the daily examination of conscience, you go through everything that's in your life that you are grateful for, the things that you need to work on, the plan going forward, how grateful you are to God, and then how about a daily an examination of conscience before the sacrament of reconciliation? That's oftentimes recommended for sure before receiving the sacrament. But a daily examination of conscience really helps us stay on track. Do you do one? Do you pray one? Please call in now. We've got to shout to the world to get people focused in their spiritual lives. I so agree with you, Jerry. Here's the number, 833-288-3986.
Please do weigh in on this. As we say, it is your show, and we will repeat what we always say, and that is what you have to say, what you share on this broadcast on a daily basis on EWTN is going to impact lives and maybe turn lives completely around, because an examination of conscience is a very, very vital, it's a vital part of our spiritual lives, because as Debbie was alluding to, we can do it before we go to confession. Of course, we should. Maybe you do it in the morning. Definitely good to do it in the evening before going to bed tonight. What do we mean by examination of conscience? Well, as Debbie was saying, we look back over the previous day or for a longer period of time if it's before confession. But the daily examination of conscience is simply quieting yourself in the evening, if that's when you choose to do it, and going over your day and maybe asking God to forgive you for some of the sins you may have committed during the day, thanking God for the good things, the graces, the blessings. So it's a lifeline to God, spiritually speaking, for us. So how do you make use of an examination of conscience in your life? 833-288-3986.
And one of the key components to this prayer of going over your day is to absolutely, Jerry, to be sorry for the sins, to ask God for forgiveness, to be grateful to God, be completely aware of all the blessings that God has bestowed in your life with your gifts and talents and everything, right? And then at the end, to be filled with hope and joy. An examination of conscience shouldn't be a heavy thing that we do and you're like, oh, I got to go over my whole day and it's just going to be lousy. It should be something that really gets us excited about staying even more focused and even more connected. Like you said, Jerry, it is a connection to God, a lifeline in so many ways. It is important to do. It is a prayer practice, and it is a discipline that is necessary, especially in this very loud world where we forget to do these things that can really keep us on track. If you do a daily examination of conscience, if you've never heard of it before, if you're unsure of it, if you only do it sometimes, like when you go to a confession, please call in and let's talk about it and let's start today. Let's everybody in the Take Two family tonight, let's do that examination of conscience and be filled with hope and joy as we get our lives spiritually laser focused. 833-288-3986.
And don't worry, it need not be a lengthy examination of conscience either. It can be as long as you want it to be. But really, the great spiritual masters who really recommend this strongly, they just say, it could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, just a few minutes just to go over your day. And the beautiful thing about it is it really helps us to, like Debbie said, get laser focused on our daily lives, our day-to-day activities, things that we're doing in our lives, doing well, things we need to improve upon. It's really an examination of conscience is for serious Christians. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
If you're taking your spiritual life seriously, you ought to be doing this at least on a hopefully somewhat of a regular basis. So Colin, let's talk about this. You don't have to reveal, you know, what your examination of conscience content is, but just how it has benefited you. And maybe you do this with the assistance of a spiritual director or a confessor. So let us hear from you on the show today. It's no show without you. 833-288-3986.
We already have calls coming in, but there's plenty of room for you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Okay, maybe you're saying, what are they talking about? What is an examination of conscience? Well, we'll happily speak with you so that you can get on that road of really just being excited about your spiritual life. It really does supercharge your spiritual life. I really believe that, Jerry. It's a game changer. And you're absolutely spot on. It could be so short. In the morning, you could do, you know, thoughts of gratitude and thanking God so very much for another day. And at night, you can take inventory of everything that happened during the day and see where things went well, where things fell short. It's a great way to just live each day, make the most of each day, stay in the present moment. And I tell you what, it brings a ton of peace, folks, a ton of peace. Does the examination of conscience do that for you? Please call in and tell your story. 833-288-3986.
You can email us too at take2@ewtn.com, or you can spell the word two out as well, take2@ewtn.com. You can post on the show website, which has the number two, take2show.com. A lot of you watching the video on YouTube and Facebook, we love our regulars and our new listener viewers. So if you're watching on the video stream, welcome to you. You can post your comments in the chat section there. As I mentioned, Michael McCall, our social media man today, we'll get those over to us. But we are talking about an examination of conscience. And as Debbie said, maybe you're not even familiar with the term. Maybe you don't know what it means, what it is, or the benefits that it can have for you in your spiritual life. If that's the case, call in. We're all here to learn together. We can delve a little bit into this from just kind of an explanatory, a theological standpoint, a spiritual standpoint. So please let us hear from you. Join those who are on the line right now. Matt is screening calls, but there are a couple of lines still open if you'd like to join us here at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. How do you make use of the examination of conscience on a daily basis, or maybe monthly, quarterly, before you go to confession? What role does that play in your spiritual life? Let us hear from you.
Okay, there is room for you on today's program of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you are the key person. So please call in and tell us what you know about an examination of conscience. Do you do one daily? And it's very important that we talk about it. So if you have something to say about this topic, now is the time to call in. 833-288-3986. Please dial in right now. You'll get through because Matt is waiting to answer the call. Before we get to Lisa Marie, I just wanted to share with our listeners, Jerry, if you have the iHeart Radio app, you can listen to the EWTN radio live stream. Go to iHeart Radio and search EWTN. I love that, the iHeart Radio app. Okay, Jerry, please wave to Lisa Marie on YouTube in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. Hi, Lisa Marie. Welcome. Hello, Lisa Marie.
Hello.
Hello, you're on
How
the
are
air.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to share that I do an examination of conscience every night. And it's before bed. I pray the night prayer in my Liturgy of the Hours, which is from Bishop Barron's Word on Fire. And there's an examine option right at the start of night prayer. So I use a Trinitarian examination of conscience, which my fabulous pastor, Father Ed, suggested a couple of years ago. And it's basically, I have a little image of the Trinity, and I first turn to God the Father, and I thank him for all the ordinary, extraordinary gifts of the day and the times when I maybe cooperated with him and the opportunities that he gave me for charity. And then I go to God the Son, and I discussed with the Lord when I fell short, how sorry I am, and what I hope to and will do with his grace in similar situations better. And then I go to God, the Holy Spirit, and I think about the following day and anything I know for sure I'm going to be doing, where I am asking the Holy Spirit to guide me and motivate me and to try and empty myself so that he can just act through me the following day. And so I've been doing that now for a couple of years. I so look forward to it. At first, it was a bit of what Debbie said. You know, it was, I don't want to say burden, but it was, you know, something I felt like I should be doing. And now I so look forward to it. And this might be a little spiritually immature, but it really keeps me honest. Like, if I'm about to avoid someone coming towards me at the food store, you know, I think, I don't want to take this to my exam tonight, you know, and I approach the person and spend time with them. So it really, it's helping me to become a much better person. So I highly recommend it.
Amen. Well, I just want to say to the rest of the Take-Two family listening right now, this is how you do it. Lisa Marie is right on point on our topic today, and we'd love to have you share like she is doing so right now. I would say, Lisa Marie, you are definitely not spiritually immature. I would call that spiritually being very mature, and that is wanting to become more like Christ, and this is what the examination of conscience is all about. And I want to, before we let you go, hopefully you can maybe point us to where we can read more on this Trinitarian formula, the examination of conscience. But I love it, you know, starting with the Father, thanking him for all of the blessings and graces and gifts that you've been given. The Son, you know, where we fall short. And like you have said, even incorporating the Holy Spirit to prepare you for the next day. This is a very well-rounded way of approaching the spiritual life, if you ask me. Debbie, I don't know if you've got any thoughts, but...
Oh, yeah, I was writing it down quickly. But Lisa Marie, can you point us to where we can pick up the Trinitarian examination of conscience? Believe it or not, this is the first time I've ever heard of it. So I'm excited about it.
Well, again, this is my pastor. So big shout out to Father Ed. I mean, you look up pastor in the dictionary and there is his picture.
Aww.
He's just fabulous. So what I'm doing right now, and I certainly won't, you know, hold you up, but I'm going to find the email, because I wrote to him, after the homily, mm-hmm. and asked for, you know, some sort of a source, and he did give me something.
Okay.
So I'm going to look for that, and I guess maybe either just email you,
yes.
Mm-hmm. with the information.
Yep.
But again, if you get an image, I just found a nice, a beautiful image of the Trinity that just touches my heart. It's the Father holding the Son's hand, and in between them is the dove. Mm-hmm. So that really, I love that. So if you just can look at an image, mm-hmm. and just go, Father, what did I do right? And thank you so much. And then Son, I'm so sorry for where I dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then Holy Spirit, help me tomorrow. And that's just basically it. And then you can go off a little on your own, you know,
right,
make
right.
it adapted.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And the email, just to remind you, is take2@ewtn.com. So that's the email, Lisa Marie, if you can, because I know that after the show, we're going to have the Take Two family say, you know, we heard Lisa Marie. We want that Trinitarian examination of conscience. So thank you so very much. And before we let you go, let me just share with our listeners, if you have something to say about this, I'm telling you, folks, now's the time to call in. Don't wait any longer, because you're hearing it right from Take Two family member Lisa Marie. Okay, this has worked in her spiritual life. So let's talk about it so we can help others. 833-288-3986. But Lisa Marie, you said it keeps you honest. That is, you nailed it. When you said that, I just said, thank you, Lord, that she shared that with the whole world, because that is so true. It keeps us in the present moment, keeps us centered, keeps us focused. And like you said, keeps us honest and on track. And that is so, and the demons want us to get off track. They want us to be distracted. They want us to go each day, like go to the next day, hurry up, get, go, move forward, think, worry about the future, you know, regret the past. Does it help you, Lisa Marie, stay in that present moment so you're not doing that, worrying about the future or going back into the past?
Oh, absolutely. And can I tell you that, I mean, I could talk about this forever because it's just so life-changing and so beautiful. At the end of the day, I am presenting the gift of the day that the Lord gave me. I'm presenting it back to Him. And you know, it's just never, I don't mean, this is going to be the wrong wording, but it's never enough. You know, I never did enough with the materials that He gave me to work with. But it seems like it is getting better. I'm presenting Him with something a little bit better, you know, almost every day. And I'm eager to present it to Him. You know, it just makes your own life and your own day. And I've passed this along to the seniors at the senior residence where I go because, you know, they feel like they're not much good for anything, right? So I'm telling them, like, you sit with someone in the dining room that's normally alone, or you're praying, you know, you're praying, you're presenting that back to the Lord at the end of the day. And all of our days are just invaluable. And God gives us so much material to work with, to help Him, to move the story along with the kingdom of God. And at the end of the day, if you can present Him with something that you're not embarrassed about, you know, you just can't wait to get up the next morning and start again. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stop now because, you know, it's not my show.
Well, it is your show. It's the Take Two Families show, Lisa Marie. But thank you so very, very much. You have enlightened us in many, many different ways here. And I love how you mentioned the role of the Holy Spirit, too, in making this examination of conscience. So you are on a very good spiritual path, Lisa Marie, it sounds like. So keep it up and do pray for us. Pray for all of the Take Two family that we will all take this examination of conscience as seriously and as fruitfully as you do. Okay?
Thank you. God bless everybody.
God bless you. Wow.
Thank you, Lisa Marie. Wow. I know. Wow is right. Yeah. I have a half a page of notes already.
That's
amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. This, I learn and grow every single time. I hope our listeners do as well. You know, folks, we're going on almost 9 years in June, and it's all because of the Take Two family. It's because you show up strong each day. You suggest topics. You take hold of the topic and give us your wisdom, your takes on things. You know, we cover it from the good, the bad, the ugly, every angle. That's the way we do it on Take Two. This platform is so unique, and we value it so very, very much, but we do need your participation. So we're going to go over to social media and pick up some of the comments there. And while we do that, Matt is ready, willing, and able to answer the call. If you have something to say about this, do you do your own form of going through your day, being grateful for all of the gifts that God has given you, all the blessings, and going through the things where you fell short, and then asking for forgiveness, and then, you know, moving forward with the Holy Spirit. I love how Lisa Marie tapped into that. Please call in. Stop what you're doing right now. If you're driving, pull over safely to the side of the road. Make that call to us because we need to hear your voice. And if you feel the prompting of the Spirit, you have this little nudge in your spirit. We believe it's the Holy Spirit. And that means say yes and call in 833-288-3986.
All right. Debbie mentioned social media. We are, as we always do, streaming the video on YouTube and Facebook. So hello to all of you. And let's see, Wendy said, I graduated from Trinity College in Washington, and we said the Trinity Prayer before each class. So this is a new addition that I would like to practice.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Wow. And Ellen said that she does the examination of conscience. And Merrily, I believe, I hope I have your name. Is it Merrily? Do you see that? Scroll down.
Yeah.
Merrily?
Okay. Merrily, yeah.
Merrily. Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm only functioning with one eye today, folks. So I've got a new eye medication, but it's working. So thank you for the prayers, you guys. I love the Take Two family. It's working. So I'm trying to make sure I can read everything. But Ellen and Merrily said they try to do it as often as possible. And then Anna Marie, I usually do that at nightly prayers with a long list of apologies for all the moments I didn't act like a child of God. Hmm. A long list. Yeah, all of us are like that. You know, Let's face it, Jerry, it's tough to live in this world and, you know, function and try to be the very best at all times. And don't you agree? I mean, we fall short. It's the human condition.
It is, yeah. And I love, I'm one of the saints I love to turn to. I love turning to any one of them, but St. Francis de Sales is so wise in this area, you know, when he talks about our weaknesses, our faults, our sins, our shortcomings. He just says, you know, be gentle with everyone and start with yourself. And I think it is being gentle with ourselves if we do an examination of conscience. We're not there. We don't sit there, kneel by our bedside or sit in our easy chair in our bedroom or whatever at night with a 2x4, you know, and smack ourselves over the head for every sin of that day that we think about. No, we think about God's love and his mercy, and that's, we take these things to him. He eliminates them from us. If it's, you know, if it's mortal sin, we got to go to confession, of course, but God is so ready to take these things from us and let us start anew. You know, Teresa of Avila, begin again, begin anew the next morning, as Lisa Marie was talking about. So
yeah. Right. And, you know, Charles is going to post on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page and on our Take Two site. The website is taketwoshow.com. Church Pop did a really cool article, 3 Fruitful Methods for Making a Daily Examination of Conscience. And it goes into the traditional from St. Ignatius of Loyola. And I will tell you, Jerry, like I said at the beginning of the show, it has been a spiritual game changer for me and for Marty, my husband. It's incredible because it and Lisa Marie, I love how she got emotional there towards the end of the call. It's so true. It just puts you in a proper place of understanding your role in life, your role, your relationship with God, where you're at in this present moment. And there's a humbling aspect to the daily examination of conscience, but it does leave you with this excitement to go forward and to do better and to be stronger, right, Jerry? I can't quite wrap my head around it because it's so easy to do, actually. It really is. And it only takes a couple minutes, but it is so powerful.
Well, we should look at an examination of conscience the way we look at going to the sacrament of reconciliation, which obviously, as we've noted on this show already, we combine the two when necessary. We should do an examination of conscience before we go to confession. But, you know, we shouldn't look at, you know, the confessional as this place where God is just waiting to condemn us and judge us, and the priest is going to be scandalized by our sins and all of this stuff. No. Priests, they're so gentle, they're so merciful, they represent God, they represent Jesus, because they're in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And we saw how gentle Jesus was with repentant, truly contrite sinners in the Gospels. You know, those who were sinners but had hard hearts and didn't really see that they were, you know, weren't able to see their sins. Jesus had other, you know, attitudes toward them. But if we approach this in a humble sort of way, it can be a very joyful experience, because who doesn't want to be more cleaned up, you know, spiritually cleaned up and made, you know, more vibrant and beautiful, and, you know, making that baptismal garment white again, you know, that we received at our baptism. So yeah, it should be a joyful and very, very beautiful experience, making an examination of conscience.
Well, and I do think that a lot of Catholics feel that an examination of conscience is only used right before we go to the sacrament of reconciliation. And I understand that, because but that's going through the Ten Commandments, going through the whole process of looking at, you know, words and deeds, and thoughts and omissions and everything before we go into the sacrament. And that's true. But the daily prayer that we can do in the morning and the evening is so beneficial to us. And that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're zeroing in on today on Take Two. Please help us with your understanding of this, your wisdom, your experience, how it has changed your spiritual life. Call us 833-288-3986. And we'll be right back.
We are going to go back to your calls here in just a moment on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. The you part means you call in based on whatever the conversation topic is of the day and share your wisdom, your insights, you educate, you inform, you inspire, and your lived experiences could really set somebody else on a beautiful path in life. You know, someone who may not do a regular examination of conscience, but they hear how you do yours, how simple and easy and beautiful and joyful it is. And they, a lot of people listening are going to take what you do and maybe incorporate that into their life. So you got a chance to change a life or a soul right now at 833-288-3986. Again, 833-288-EWTN. And before we go to the calls again, congratulations going out to two Kentucky members of the EWTN radio family. Holy Family Radio in Louisville is celebrating 25 years with EWTN. And Immaculate Heart Radio in Hopkinsville, marking 21 years with us. Congratulations to Vince Heiser at WLCR in Louisville and Jim Monroe at WSPP in Hopkinsville from all of your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Okay, there is room for you on the lines. I see open phone lines, and that's unusual. So what that usually tells us is that maybe you're uncertain about this topic. Maybe you don't practice it on a daily basis. Maybe you've never done an examination of conscience. Let's talk about it today. Let today be the day that is it changes everything for you. I love how you brought in St. Teresa of Avila, and you said, she used to say to the sister, when they would come out of the confession, she would put her hands on their shoulders and she would say, you know, begin again, begin anew. And St. Teresa of Avila, a doctor of the church, she was amazing. That's what we're called to do. And this particular topic today can maybe help you with that, to begin again and start fresh. And that's where I think God delights in that, Jerry. When we make the effort, we make the changes, the corrections, the adjustments in our life, it's huge. I know, because I'm speaking from experience. I know when I just go on autopilot, it doesn't go well for me. There has to be challenges in life, spiritual challenges, to grow and to get stronger and to trust God more and to be a better Christian. And in order to do that, you have to check yourself, right?
You do. Yeah, and sometimes you may get a little bit discouraged by looking at your day as it has come to an end, as you're getting ready to retire for the night. Maybe you get discouraged. You think, wow, you know, ditto, same things from yesterday, Lord, you know. But God, we all have our besetting sins, and we're not to get discouraged about that. So maybe if you struggle with maybe discouragement, give us a call. We can talk about that. And something else that I think is very a trap that we can fall into, unfortunately, is scrupulosity. Mm. So maybe you find yourself, you know, you just feel like, you know, you just commit these sins. You're not sure if they're sins, but you kind of beat yourself up over it and so forth. That can sometimes border on scrupulosity. So we can talk about that, too, at 833-288-3986.
The scrupulosity is something that I was trained in for many years as a spiritual director, and you're spot on about that, Jerry. And a lot of saints struggled with scrupulosity. And when you think that everything is a sin, or you're constantly committing a sin, and you're worried about sinning, and you're thinking you're never in a state of grace, I mean, you can borderline and actually cross over into scrupulosity, which is really mentally taxing. It's very heavy a way to go through your Christian life. So we can talk about that as well. If you'd like to open up and talk about scrupulosity, we'll happily chat with you on that. And maybe that we can get you a little bit, adjusted in that area, and you can go off and running with your beautiful spiritual life. So please call us 833-288-3986.
All right, let's go back to the phones as promised. Rebecca is a first-time caller in Homewood, Alabama, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you for answering my phone call.
Definitely.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I was just talking with someone earlier on your show, an interviewer maybe, but about your examination of conscience and telling him how much that means to me. I'm not Catholic. And all my life or through my life, I've always listened to Mother Angelica on her television show. And every time I had a major problem, Mother Angelica had the answer for me. although I had been members of Protestant churches, Methodist churches, Disciples of Christ, Mother Angelica had the answer. But the show today on the examination of conscience, I've always wanted to sit God down next to me and say, thank you for sitting down, God. I just want to talk to you. Rather than going through printed prayers in a book or standard things you learn by rote, that never helped me out because it was like coming to a stop sign and that's all you have. That's your only access to God, which you say that prayer and then stop. So I...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We just... Oh.
Yeah.
Just drop that call if you're still listening. Call right back. We'll put you right back on the air.
Yes. Oh, okay. So for our listeners, Rebecca was right in the middle of her story. We were just listening so intently, and most of it got disconnected. So Rebecca, please call back. We've got to hear the end of the story. I mean, that is so powerful. And listening to Mother Angelica, and Rebecca is not Catholic, and she's talking about, you know, the rote prayers just didn't work for her, and so this idea of sitting down with God, you know, really, it really speaks to her. And that's so true. Jerry, as she was talking, I was going, oh, Rebecca, I so agree on so many levels on this, because it is true. We want to spend that quality time with Jesus. Rebecca, please call back. Jerry.
Yeah. Rebecca, you've got a great approach to this, and you are so right. How many people share the same sentiments you did about Mother Angelica, mm-hmm. how she always seemed to have the answer that we needed at just the right time. Interestingly enough, you know, EWTN Religious Catalog has a wonderful book that's been out for some years now, but it's still timely as ever, Mother Angelica's Answers, Not Promises. You know, so she was definitely known for having the answers to some of those thorny things that we deal with in life. So Rebecca, please feel free to call back. Hope your cell phone didn't die or something like that. Maybe you can charge it up a little bit. 833-288-3986. Okay, let's go to Bobby in Alexandria, South Dakota, listening on the Real Presence Radio Network. Hi, Bobby.
Hi. Hey, well, good morning and good to talk to you again.
Yes, welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm never far away.
Good.
I just stumbled into the room, turned on the radio, and I think I got the gist of the program direction. And if I'm not mistaken, it's examine your daily direction, spiritual mm-hmm. direction. I think that's what mm-hmm. you're talking about. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do we? Yeah. How do we? Gauge how our day went spiritually. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I've got it. And it's going to be a little bit non-conventional for me, but it's where I'm at.
Sure.
And that is, over the last few years, I've developed an awareness that I never knew possible. And in that awareness, I've also developed an awareness and a tremendous relationship with my guardian angel and all that is divine. So I am reminded gently when I... Let's say, for example, I feel vindictive towards somebody that's a royal jerk or something like that. I may have random thoughts of, oh, wouldn't it be nice to flatten their tires or something like that. And I get a very gentle, loving nudge, intuitive. And I know it comes from my guardian angel that, hey, whoa, easy. Think it through. And that keeps me in check, and it keeps me on a positive direction. And the more I do that, which I've been really trying to pay attention, I'm human, I have failings, but the longer I do that, the more natural it becomes, the easier it becomes, and the more automatic it becomes, where I don't have to think it through. And at the end of my day, I guess I do a small review of conscience, a mm-hmm. review of my day. Mm-hmm. Where did I fall short? What did I did not do? And I'm so blessed to say the laundry list of garbage that I would do or say through the course of a day has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. And I think one of your previous callers had mentioned something about prayers. I told my priest one time, quite some time ago, I said, I've developed a spiritual relationship, a one-on-one with my Creator. And I told him, I said, I have my structured prayers, as we all learned and we know, but I also have what I call my homemade prayers. It's like sitting down and saying, "Hi, I had a rough day, but it started off bad, but it got better. Dear God, what do you think about that?" You know, that's the kind of relationship I've got. And it keeps, when I have a down day, the down day doesn't last long. What do you think?
I think it's awesome, Bobby. And, you know, we should have this very filial relationship with the Father. You know, we are his sons, we are his daughters. And, you know, a parent does not scold, chastise, punish, you know, things like this. A parent wants to lovingly correct a child for the benefit of the child. And that's what we should see our relationship with God as. And I love that you mentioned the role of the guardian angel, because it made me think, how many sins have each of us not committed because of the role our guardian angel plays in our lives? I'll speak only for myself. As sinful as I am, it'd be a whole lot worse if my guardian angel was not very, very active in my life on not just a daily basis, but a moment-by-moment basis. So I loved everything you had to say, Bobby. Debbie, mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Bobby, I was taking it all in, and you know how I feel about the guardian angels. So, and you started off saying it's, you know, non-conventional. I don't think it's unconventional at all. I think it's very spiritual. You've got such a depth about you. Guardian angels are there to illuminate our mind and strengthen our will. And like you said, when you have these thoughts and then you feel this little gentle nudge, of course it's God using your guardian angel to tap you and say, "Come on, Bobby, you need to think about this, you know, get on the right track." And so I love that you're aware of your guardian angel's mission, because remember, they're beholding the face of God and ministering to you at the same time. So there's the connection right there. So it's coming from God, and it's coming through the guardian angel that is personally assigned to you, Bobby. And I love that. And a lot of saints, their guardian angels kept them on track. And so you have tapped into that. You've developed that relationship. I don't think that there's anything unconventional about it. I think it's spiritually deep. And I think it's quite beautiful. And it's working for you. So more power to you and your guardian angel, Bobby.
She's my best friend. And I'll add one more thing, if I may. And it becomes habit. If you are positive, immerse yourself in that which is positive and shun, if you will, that which is negative. And we all know what that is, whatever it may be at any given time. When I go to confession now, no, I digress. When I used to go to confession, I'd have a laundry list that was so long I couldn't even remember it. And it was like the next time I went to confession, I said, "Okay, remember what I said last time? Well, just add two more to it." Well, now I don't have, I review my conscience, I study myself, and I think, I got nothing to come up with except maybe I thought ill of somebody. But the laundry list of sins is smaller and smaller and smaller. In my humble opinion, that's the direction we should all be going in. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Incredible stuff, Bobby. Absolutely agree with you completely. You know, our view should be toward not just the moment there of the examination of conscience or of the confessing of our sins. Our view should be beyond that. Our view should look way out ahead of that to the better person that we can and will be when we really take seriously these wonderful opportunities that we have that God gives us to rid ourselves of these things, even if they're venial sins. You know, there's such things, death by 1,000 paper cuts. You know, we think, well, this little paper cut's not going to hurt me, and this little paper cut's not going to hurt me. But if your body was covered with paper cuts, it would be a different story. So even venial sins. So bless you, Bobby. Thank you. Debbie, I don't know if you want to add anything else before we let
No,
Bobby
I just
go.
Wanted to say thank you, Bobby. You definitely contributed to this conversation. So God bless you.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a super afternoon there. Mary in Sacramento, we will go to you right after I remind all of you that our show, your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, encores at midnight Eastern Time tonight and every weeknight on EWTN Radio and many of these same affiliates. So we encourage you, if you appreciate what you hear, or maybe you're not able to catch the show live every day when it airs at noon Eastern, well, just remember, you can, if you're a night owl or have a little insomnia, we'll try and help you get to sleep with with our program, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, encoring at midnight here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, I just want to do another shout out because we're trying to hold open a line for Rebecca. Rebecca, we really want you to call back. Something happened with the cell connection. You were a first-time caller from Alabama. We wanted to give you ample time to finish your story, and it was so interesting, and we want to hear it. So if you're listening, please, Rebecca, take this a few more minutes and call us back at 833-288-3986. And we will get to Mary right after Freddie, who's another first-time caller in Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Freddie.
Oh, hello there.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Hello. Yes. Oh, okay. I was telling you your screen call that I had a kind of a dental analogy to what you're talking about. You know, before 2019, I was, you know, I brushed my teeth every day, but I wasn't big on flossing. I saw the dentist, you know, twice a year, and my gums would bleed, you know, when they did the cleaning, and I took it that, you know, that's just kind of what happens when you go to the dentist. Well, in 2019, I had head and neck cancer, so I went through a very prolonged, you know, radiation regimen, and as a result, my jaw, I was advised that my jaw could be fragile, so therefore I needed to be taking care to not need any kind of dental extractions or anything like that, because I could actually have my jaw fracture on me. And so since then, I've flossed, you know, twice a day, you know. and the thing is that when I see the dentist like three times a year now, and my gums never bleed because I don't get that inflammation that comes from things sitting inside your gums, you know, debris. And so the analogy to me is what you're talking about is if you kind of just kind of go through life and you only go to, you know, only do examinations when you go to the confessional, and especially if you're only waiting when you have mortal sin, then it's sort of like going to the dentist and, you know, twice a year and never flossing, and then when you go, it's like your gums are bleeding, and but when you do it like you're talking about on a daily basis, it's like flossing twice a day. And so your gums are healthier, and it's not onerous. The dental visits are actually relatively painless because the dentist doesn't have that much to do. So that's just sort of a motivational analogy, because it makes the examination conscious not be about anything onerous or you know, scrupulous. It's health, and it's actually, you know, it's actually makes life easier. So that's just kind of, I just want to share that as a kind of a maybe way to think about it.
Well, Freddie, we're glad that you did. Thanks for being a first-time caller in Pennsylvania. And you are touching upon something very, very important here. And what you're doing is what we say on this show all the time. We ask the Take Two family, share your lived experiences. And this analogy that you made is, I think, a very easy one to grab onto. And I can just imagine in your case, and in all of our case, really, sacramental confession will be so much more fruitful in our lives if we're in the practice of making that regular examination of conscience. So I think the analogy is very, very clear and easy to understand, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, Freddie, I hope you're okay with it, because I plan on using that analogy the next time I'm at an event that I'm speaking at, because that was brilliant. Why? Because we all brush our teeth on a daily basis, right? So this is a daily examination of conscience, and how you step by step, and what it does for us, and how it relates to brushing our teeth and keeping our health, oral hygiene, and everything beautifully done and healthy, so that it keeps our body healthy. Because everything says, you know, all the doctors have said, I shouldn't say all the doctors, many doctors have said everything starts, you know, in the mouth and what's going on with your teeth and your gums and everything. And so it's so true. So we try hard to brush our teeth and floss and see the dentist and take care of our teeth and gums and everything. And yet, you know, with our souls, we can sometimes neglect our souls. And what you're saying is, is to bring it back home to this daily routine where we spend the time so that it gets us stronger and the spiritual health is better. I love it. I love the analogy, love everything about it, because we can all relate to it, Freddie. And I think that's why you shared it with us today. So I just want to say thank you. Anything else you wanted to say?
Related thing that helps me is St. Catherine of Siena had a saying. She said, dwell in the cell of self-knowledge. And so she was making it like that constant sort of self-awareness, not navel-gazing, because it was like a monastic cell of self-awareness, but the light was the light of the gospel. It was the light of, you're self-aware in the light of God. And it's like dwell in the cell of self-knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that sort of helps. It's like a reinforcement of, right, of the other dental thing. Right. It's like that's what I'm doing.
Well, right. To make things convenient for people, because folks are busy, you know, they just, when you talk to, when I talk to people in life coaching, Freddie and Jerry, they'll say to me, well, I don't, you know, have the time to pray a 22-minute rosary. I don't have the time. I'm busy. I'm working, you know, two jobs, taking care of the kids, you know, all the errands and all the stuff I have to do. But, you know, we do have time, and we're supposed to brush our teeth for, what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? That's what the dentists say. We're supposed to do that. Most people don't. They, you know, they quick brush and get going on with their day. However, what if we did an examination of conscience while we're brushing our teeth? I'm serious. I mean, really to bring that together so that it's something that we do, we practice, it's a routine, it's a habit every day. What do you say, Freddie?
No, I, if you can, that's a you know, great thing. You know, if you can sort of link a spiritual activity to something that you're going to do anyway, mm-hmm. You know, it's like praying without ceasing, right? It's,
yeah. Right.
That doesn't mean go off in a corner and, you know, and just be immobilized, you know, continuously, because nobody can do that. But,
yeah.
You know, like you're saying, if you go about your day, but you have this prayerfulness, which can be in the form of an examination of conscience, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I love that. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it tomorrow. See, Freddie, you got something started here. I love, we're big on challenges and taking things on right away and using them in our lives so that we can have a better, a healthier spiritual life. And Freddie, you contributed to the conversation today. Thank you so much for being a first-time caller, but now you're not a first-time caller anymore, so you got to call us back, okay?
Praise God for his wisdom.
Amen. God bless you, Freddie. Yeah, this is that. What a great analogy there, and it's just again the lived experiences. And I just wanted to touch before we. I know we got just a few minutes left here, Debbie. But at my age now, I'll just speak only for myself. You know, I have my memory isn't what it used to be, so you know I can't remember all the things I did during the day, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. And this is where the Holy Spirit comes in. And I just wanted to emphasize this because a lot of people might be thinking, well, you know, I don't. It's 10 o'clock at night. I don't remember what I did at 10 o'clock. This morning. Well, that's the role of the Holy Spirit. Bring in the Holy Spirit, folks. Stop before you make that examination of conscience. Just pray for 15 to 30 seconds is all it takes. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten my heart. Help me to think back on my day accurately. I genuinely want to confess any sins that I've committed. Give thanks to God for blessings that I've received. And, you know, let the Holy Spirit play that role in the examination of conscience, because that's one of the things the Holy Spirit is there for.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said. Jerry, you might want to remind our listeners, and I think we have a couple calling in. You have an email that people can reach you at. Can you share that?
SeminaryJerry@gmail.com.
Okay, there you go. So there's the answer to that. What a great show today. We're not going to get to any more calls today because you can just look at the clock. We are just getting ready to close this particular show, but wanted to share about the saint of the day, Jerry, Saint Rita of Cascia. If you don't know about this great saint of impossible, you know, things that you know you're praying for and you just don't know how things are going to turn out and you want the intercession of this great, powerful saint, Saint Rita, today's the day and this is the saint. So please look into her story and understand that if you bring Saint Rita into your life, it's a game changer as well. Believe me, I can say that from experience. But tomorrow, looking ahead, we're going to get ready to laugh and then laugh. Oh, we're going to have that belly laugh going and oh, that always gets so hysterical. And we will be on video so you get to laugh, not at us, with us, right, Jerry?
That's right. Yeah, once a quarter, I believe, is how often we do it. It's our best clean joke program. It has become a real popular show. We put so many topics and shows on the calendar that you, our listeners, have suggested, and we tried that out a few years ago, and it really really took off, you know. So be either formulating your own clean jokes or maybe remembering those ones that you've heard before, or if you want to just go online, there are zillions of them online if you want to join us and share one tomorrow. But it's our best clean joke program tomorrow right here.
So we want to thank the show team, Matt and Michael and Charles. You were incredible. Thank you to the Take-Two family and all the affiliates that carry Take-Two. You guys are amazing. And we ask St. Rita of Kasha, please pray for us. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day, and get ready to laugh.